go to school, go to college, unless they're interested and want to learn. Isn't that true? You used to hear, you know, maybe the parents insisted that they go and they didn't want to go that much and they might have to drop out because they were not passing, but now it's a different story. But you influence people when you know, when you don't realize what you're doing. And I think we talk about living and Christian living and all that. And the life you live in front of them is, pays off. And that's what I think about a parent. We are a pattern after our folks. Because where I'm living now, there's about 100 of us. And they gripe, they grumble, they quarrel all the time about everything, you know. And so one day I said, I'm going out to eat. And of course, I'm a vegetarian, really. I just love my vegetables. And they said, did you have a good lunch? And I said, yes. What did you eat? I told them, you know what, that wouldn't be good to me. So it can't be. What, the way that mama cooked is the way that we patterned after her and tried to cook. And they always said, Jessie, make some of mama's like mama made, you know. So, well, anyway, we do influence people, and I hope that I helped a lot of people. If I hadn't have thought that I was doing a little bit something, I guess I would have talked too, because you had to have the money. But anyway, it is a rewarding thing. I'll just say that, it is rewarding. That's because you can look back and think how you did help. And I was telling somebody this, about a girl. She didn't have a very good home life. Her daddy and mama lived with the grandma and everything, but she cried. And children used to cry a lot more than they do now in school because the parents could go to school, and they could sit down and stay as long as they wanted to and everything. But the last few years that I taught, I didn't have anybody to cry because you had open house on Friday, and the children could come and see the room, but the mama and the mamas could come, but then they couldn't come anymore. And that helped, helped a lot. Because, and I know when you see your mama walk out the door and you don't know, well, that teacher's gonna be good to you, it's bad, it's hard. But we never know how we influencing people.
Yeah, I bet.
That's right.
Did you ever have any of the mill kids in your classes?
Oh, bushels of them. Well, and I was thinking about coming over here and thinking about the mill, and the mamas would come maybe to pick up the children, and like in your hair, that cotton would be all in the hair, you know. But they worked hard. And there's one thing that the year that I went to Roswell, I had 42 children in my room then, first and second grade, one of the year that Billy was in my room. But during the Depression, I didn't have money to bring to school, but children, we didn't have cafeteria then. So the children would eat their lunch, maybe drop a few crumbs of bread